Aviary Glade.
Aileen Shackle, landscape architect. We're at the northernmost end of the site. So we're at the Swanage end of the site. So if you were coming in from Swanage, you'd walk up an extremely steep hill. So well done on NMD that managed to do that. And then you come to the entrance, which was remodeled a bit a couple of years back, and we put some lovely big pillars up either side. So it feels quite grand now. And you feel as though you're arriving somewhere really special now, which is lovely. So it's a funny little area, but once you're inside it, it's all very lovely because the tree cover here is probably much more deciduous than evergreen. So there's a lot more happening on the ground.
Here can be seen many very rare plants, flowers in full blossom, even in the coldest part of the year. The following are the names of the wild flowers noticed or gathered. Lesser celandine, creeping buttercup, meadow crowfoot, bulbous buttercup, common red poppy, common watercress, common hedge mustard, sea campion, dove's foot, Brance's bill, jagged Brance's bill. A list of wildflowers noticed or gathered in the Swanage area, and a lot of these would have been at Dawson.
Well, I'm Robin Plowman. I was senior ranger here at Dawson. After George Burt died, the estate gradually declined and eventually moved into other hands, and one of those owners built a set of aviaries down here in this area, which was originally tennis courts, but he built these cages. There were birds here, and at one time there were some monkeys here, and apparently one day some of the monkeys escaped, got across the road into houses just across the road from here at Sunnydale, and apparently got in someone's office and made a real mess. Also, there was the Tillywhim Inn at the top of the hill where the coast path came into the park, and that was quite a well-known local pub, and the landlady actually had a camel. We have got old photos of it, and that became quite well known as well. She used to take it down to Swanage and walk it around, apparently. And in fact, although the pub founded, collapsed, and they think that some of the element of that was that she was excavating underneath the pub to make a stable for the camel. So whether that's true or not, but that particular area, just where the fault is a focal point for the erosion of the bay and the creation of the bay. It's now covered in rock cladding as a defence work against the sea.